subas you off in Bezir Basin Ralph. Shir Lama Zion.
We've been going a little bit easy. I think it's time to just change gears. Let's go, Rabbi Isai. It's time to move. So, I thought that we finished early to the Mishnah today, but Baruch Hashem, looks like we have more work to do over here, but let's do what we can. Everybody says, "Do we can?" Tanu Rabbanon, Zuk the Heilige Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the bottom. Kansar Rishon L'Shem Nisuin V'Yesh La Edim Shaloi Nistera Inami Nistera V'Loi Shasa Kadebia. The Rishon, she had a first husband, was Kainasur, there was Chupa, but she has Edim Shaloi Nistera. Or she was Nistra of Elishasa Kadebia, she wasn't there long enough to do a Bia, which is very interesting. The Ran, in the beginning, on that Beis Amid Aleph, brings a Raya from this Gemara, L'Choira, Nishvi the Rambam. Stachapele, L'Choira, it's a Raya Mufresh, it's not like the Rambam. You could have Kansa, L'Shem Nisuin, and there's Edim, Shalom Nistra. Vais Tachais says the Ran that Chuppah is not Yichud. If Chuppah is Yichud, so how could you have Kansa and then there's Edim that she was not Nistra? Viken Zayna Zazach.
Who says it was Chuppah?
So what was it?
Kansa L'Shem Nisuin.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The Gemara uses a funny
Lashon. It's Taka, funny Lashon in the Gemara. Kansa L'Shem Nisuin. What does that mean, Kansa L'Shem Nisuin? If Kansa means you're doing Chuppah, then that is Nisuin. What is. It's interesting. What? So saying it's not yichud. Should say you're something like that, or nichus al chuppa, something. It's intact and interesting lashon. So lemaisa, we said raid the rabbi side. The oilam was mentioned previously. The raid. We said raid that that the Rambam holds. Even if the Rambam holds chuppa shein ruya lebia is not goymer lius ki ishtoi lechol davar. But still, there's etvas that's going to happen also with just a miktas keilu, like well, maybe that's the lashon of kansa l'shem nisuin, something like that, like something like you've accomplished half of the nisuin, not the whole nisuin. Maybe that's pshat over here. No, the Rambam is the mitzvah liyashiv the Rambam over here. Yeah, kearusa, right. I was thinking another pshat, which maybe is doichik, but I'm just going to air it out over here, which is as follows. What's the vart that you need? You need knisa l'shem yichud. The Rambam says you need, yes, the bimachos. What's the vart of yichud? Maybe the vart of yichud is that it has to be a kilo achiba between the two of them. Achibas yichud is what is necessary. So it's talking mash with that lush in the Rishonim. There's a chibas yichud. Kilo, they're alone. They've been alone. What happens if they thought they were alone, and the ma'aseh they weren't alone? If the pshat in yichud is somehow yichud is you need a ma'aseh yichud. There's no ma'aseh yichud over here. You don't do a ma'aseh yichud. But if the vart of the yichud is just you need a chibas yichud. So if the two of them thought they were alone, but the ma'aseh they weren't alone, but they had chibas yichud. Chibas yichud they have. They didn't have the cheftza of yichud. But if there's no din in the cheftza of yichud, then maybe that also could make a nesua. In other words, they thought they were alone. And the ma'aseh there was Edom there, but they didn't know that.
So there was no yichud.
So there was no cheftza of yichud. But Lamaisa, they were very cozy together. They were very cozy together. What? Does, that's what I'm saying. If you need a, if there's a din in the chefts of Yichud, so I don't know if that, I don't know if that's true. It's not a din in the chefts of Yichud. You need chibas Yichud. It's not a din. No, it's not a din. It's chibas Yichud.
There's no way
the Edom that were
in the room, nobody's able to get in. That's the requirement.
That's what you decided, but it could be that's not what yichud is. It's a din of chibas yichud. That's the shayla of mashal. They have the shayla as follows. I'll tell you where it comes up. Chupas nida. Chupas nida. Let's say they were miyached, even though they weren't supposed to miyached. Is that called that there's chibas? So there's yichud. Okay, so they weren't supposed to. Okay, but they did it. But maybe there's no chibas yichud. What does that mean? Because there's standoff between the two of them. That's not chibas yichud. Mashenkin, what happens if a person, a kohen marries a gerusha? Over there they say, even though he's not supposed to, there that is called chibas yichud. Why? Because what's he clearly intending on doing if he's marrying this woman? having beer with her. So therefore, there's chibas yichud here already now. Chibas yichud exists. Mash, we said this before back then. Mash, enkein, person who's marrying an Ida, he's not planning on being boiling, not muchach, maybe he's going to wait. So you don't have a chibas yichud. See, he's not telling the cheftz of yichud, it's telling there's something called chibas yichud. So maybe, I'm just throwing out a svara, maybe that over here you can have chibas, we said you can have yichud without chibas yichud. Maybe you can have chibas yichud without having yichud. They thought that they were having yichud, they were very cozy, and maybe, you know, very cozy with each other, and then it comes out that there was really Adam there. Is that cool that there was yichud or not? They didn't know there was anyone watching them. Maybe that would be enough. I'm throwing out a svara, but say this is not the sugya. This is just something to
ponder.
If someone wants to say a chabur about this, they can. What? Be careful. Be careful, Rabbi Say. Okay, let's go, Rabbi Say. Zokt Rashi. So what's the din? I'm sorry, what's the din over here? Kanser ish l'shem nisuim v'yesh l'ayim shal anistri v'inami nistri v'l'nishas ha'kadei bia. Says the Gemara, ein hasheni yochel litoin tainis besulim sheharei Conservation. What does that mean? Says Rashi. V'yeshla enim shloy nistera rabus hashminon da filu halchi enishen yochlutun tainis besulim lafsidak subasa. V'leima mekach toisi. Still, even though she has edim, that he can't be toyin tainis besulim lafsidak subasa. Why not? Shoy conservation. Says Rashi. V'alav lo daas shenivala. He should have known shenivala. He should have known she was nivala. Even though there's edim over here, yesh edim. So Rabbi said, what's going on about these Edom over here? There's Edom. The Baron Leib Shtaim in the Sefer Yelza Shachar brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger that says that we're talking about this Edom, legit Edom, real Edom, and the Edom were in Bezdin. The Edom came to Bezdin.
As opposed to what?
The Edom.
Balt, we'll see. So this is like, you have like significant bona fide Edom coming over here. Frecht, Baron Leib, I don't understand. So how in the world are you supposed to say Olav Ladash and Nivel? You got Edom in Bezdin that were interrogated, that were told, and the Edom said that there was no B over here. Olav Ladash and Nivel. There's Edom. One question. His other question is, now he's yes, alum de Shakasha. Vos past edus. Rabbi say, let's say two Edom walk into Bez and say, we like to testify that the chair is the chair. Or, we like to testify that Reuven was wearing a blue sweater yesterday. What is Bezdin going to say? What is edus? What's the cheftza of edus when Bezdin's makabel edus? It has to have an afkamin in la locha. So over here, in Isha, we know for sure that she was kanas rishon the same nisuin. What's going to be the din of her ksuba already? What happens if Isha already had nisuin, even without Edim? What do we say on Amid Aleph? Ksubasa? Money. So what do we need Edim for? What? Bechez kizbula means that Edim were made that she's a bula.
But you have money when it's kizbula.
What?
You have money when it's
a Chazabullah,
that's what
I need. They're saying, of course, she's a Messiah. You're saying the Edom are saying that she's a Messiah.
Maybe.
Okay.
We're
going to see. It's going to be. Says Rabbi Aaron Leib, even after their Edos, it's still a money. It was a money before, it's a money afterwards. So what's her Edos? What's their Edos Fadini? There's no Edos over here. Not saying Edos.
Even if there will be an Afkamina later on, like when we.
Yeah, that's called Chatzidah. Kitzer, Reb David Kviat in the Sefer Sukkas David says, Enachanami, it doesn't mean that the Edom actually ever came into. What does it mean, Yeshla Edom Shenivala? There's two people that are telling him, yeah, well, yeah, for sure, definitely. You know, and then we could don them as being Shakronim. Then we could perhaps say that maybe we understand why we don't rely on the Edom. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Tosfos Dibur Maschil on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Shani Hacha Shari Konsarishan. We're skipping a little bit, but Tosfos says, Adaita de Beula Nisis, Av Agav de Edom Me Edom Shaloi Nivala, Eina Soimech Al Zeh Me Acher Shoyu Nesuin. V'samer shel shavcha imim kim. She's only said it l'shevach for praise. I don't understand. Eino, I testify in Bezdin, being over a lav d'yoraisa loisana berecha etchoka when aseres hadibrois just to l'shavcha. Does that make any sense? So says the sukkah stuff. They never stepped into Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin, they, you know, they were telling him, yeah, for sure. A lot of people. It's not Eidos. It's not real Eidos. So that's why we could say that over here, you know what? You shouldn't rely. He doesn't rely on the Eidos. He shouldn't rely. Olav Ladash and Ibala. He should have known.
He's thinking. It's not what
we'll have to see. We'll have to see. We'll see. We'll see that about in a second. Oh. Yeah, the Shalas, how did they even say it? That's the that would be Ashiv if you say like what I was saying, that they're saying we saw it even though we weren't supposed to see it, then for sure you should think they're lying because, you know, like, how did this happen exactly? It's a very mudna edus, right? Then, that would work well with the Raon. Akoponim Rabbi Isai, so come to Chaisase. According to the Sukkas David's Pshat over here, we have, we don't have full bona fide, full fledged real Edom over here. And therefore, we could say that I'm not going to be Semech on the Edom. And that's Rashi says, Olav Ladash and Nivala. You should have known Nivala. What do you mean? There's Edom over here. They're not real Edom. And Tosfos says, also a similar Lashon. Tosfos says, Adaita de Pesula Nisseis. There's Edom. Says Tosfos, Ena Semech Alze. So it's very similar. There's a chiluk katan, Rabbi said, between Rashi and Tosfos, which I'd like to highlight. A small difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's look at the lashon of Rashi, careful lashon of Tosfos. What does Rashi say? What's the vart? Alav ladash nivla, which means what? He should have known shenivla. Even though there's Adam here telling him he wasn't nivla, he should have known anyway. He should have known that she was nivla. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says a little bit more than that. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Adaita de Besula Nises. What does that mean? Tosfos says, Adaita, he knows that she's a Ba'ula. Adaita de Ba'ula Nises, he knows she's a Ba'ula. Adaita de Ba'ula Nises, he really is thinking she's a Ba'ula, which means Tosfos is saying the Gemara is getting into his brain and saying, you, buddy, don't think she's a Besula. You didn't marry because you think she's a Besula. You knew she was a Ba'ula. What do you mean? There's Adam over here. Nah, you didn't listen to the Adam. I've got the Adam in him. Einoi soimech alze. He's not soimech on the Adam. What's the difference? According to Rashi, Rabbi said, what is he thinking when he marries her? It could be he's thinking she's a basula. He should not be thinking that. But this is a case of kansa bechezkas basula. He thought she's a basula. And lo and behold, she's a ba'ula. Now we tell him, buddy, but you should have known that she was not a Besula. Alav Ladash and Nivala. He should have known that she was a Ba'ula, but did he know?
No.
He's a Tamim. He's,
Is that he should have known?
He's gullible. Adam said she's a Besula. Okay, she's a Besula. Okay, not supposed to be so gullible. Alav Ladash and Nivala.
Is that he should have known or that he should have assumed because she was really married once?
Should have said, yeah, good question. It says Olav Ladas, yeah. What does that mean exactly? Hold on, give me one more second. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, Tosfos is saying it's Kansa Becheskas Ba'ula. Not Ba'ula. You know, he knows. It's not that he should have known. When he married her, he knew well that she was a Ba'ula. He knew well that she's a Ba'ula. So he knew what he was getting himself into. We'll get. Yeah. Nechemia? What? We're going to get to that also. We'll get to that too, okay? We'll get there in a second. Okay, Rabbi Isai. The lashon of the Gemara, that Gemara keeps on using concept of cheskas b'sula v'nitzis b'ula is mashma like Rashi. You have to see if that's going to all the manda amrim. But misvara would have said like Tosfos. Lemaisa, this guy over here, did he know what he was getting himself into according to Rashi? No, he thought he's getting a b'sula, he got a b'ula. I would have said, mekach tois. You didn't know. So Tois is saying you did know. I understand it's not a Mekach Tois. It's very clear why it's not a Mekach Tois. But according to Rashi, what's the Svara of Olav Ladash Shelivala? He should have known. It's nice I should have known, but Lamaitz, I didn't know. Says the Bikui Reuven Shapansky. You have to know how Mekach Tois works. He says from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Rashiva, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. Kiyotzer this week, yeah. It says from Shmuel Birnbaum the following Yisoid. Mekach Tois does not mean, necessarily, does not mean I just didn't have Das. Doesn't mean that. I didn't know. I was under a false impression. I was under the, I had the false pretenses, better said. Mekach Das is I have a schus to be Mevatel Mekach. I have the right to be Mevatel Mekach. That's what Mekach Tav, Mekach Tois is. So therefore, it's only if I have certain rights. If I was foolish, Olav, Ladash, Shenivel, I should have known, I don't have that right. Because it was Kiilu, I was the one that caused that the Shabir. So you can't blame someone else. If Mekach Tois was just, look, I didn't have Das. So you could say, for whatever reason, I should have known, could have known. Lamais, I didn't know. You didn't know. Then that's a Mekach Tois. But it says Shmuel Birnbaum, nay, that's not what Mekach Tois is. Now everybody say a qualification. I think the pshat is as follows. There's two different types of Mekach Tois. Echmein is two different types of Mekach Tois. One type of Mekach Tois is what we call Yofois Venimtzu Rois. Yofois Venimtzu Rois is I wanted to buy, I thought I was buying something that was high quality and ended up being it was low quality. I thought I was buying, I bought a stereo, I thought it said Iowa, and it didn't say Iowa, it said Iowa. And it's like a piece of, you know, it came from whatever. I was like, wow, it's still stereo, but it's just not the same quality stereo. That's one thing. There's something else, which is called Yayin Venim Tzuchaymetz, which is, that's not what I bought at all. I went into the store, I picked up a box, it's got a big stereo on it, I pick up the, and I come in the box, and it's a food processor. I'm like, I didn't, that's not what I bought, because that's not what I wanted. There's a two different types of Mekach Tois. As a Chmein, as the Pshat says, follows. When a person buys something and it's Bechlal not what he wanted, so the Pshat is he didn't have Das Bechlal for the Mekach. I didn't have any Das Bechlal for this. I didn't want to buy a food processor. So you could say from today to tomorrow, the reasons you should have known, could have known, whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. If I didn't have Das, I didn't have Das. But where I had Das to buy a stereo, and it is a stereo. Nor of us, I didn't mean this type of stereo is not what I meant when I had my Das. Says in Shmuel Birnbaum, you have Das for the Chalois, but you have a schus to be Mavatel the Mekach. The Meila Rashi says over here, as it could be, that that's the Yisrael Machlokes in Rashi and Toysis. Das Daf and Vissen. Toysis over here says, it's not just Olav Lada'as Shenivla. Toysis takes it a step further. You did know. Not only should you know, you did know. Toysis says, the Gemara is saying, this person, when he married her, knew full well she was a Ba'ula. And Olav Lada'as maybe wouldn't be enough, according to Toysis. Okay, now Ramaisa Nehemiah is bringing up the question that this situation is practically identical to what we had on Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph had a case where it says Besula Almana Gerusha Chalutza Min HaNisuin Ksubasan Mana VeEin La Tainis Besulim. Rashi says over there, why is it Ksubasan Mana VeEin La Tainis Besulim? Sharei Bechezkas Beula Kaima Mishenechnas Alachupa. She's Bechezkas Beula Mishenechnas Alachupa. Rashi over here, going on practically the same Gemara, says it's a similar type of case. It's Kansa Rishon L'Shem Nisuin. In Hashem Yochel Liton Tainis Besulim, says Rashi, Shari Kansa Rishon V'Olav L'Dash Nivelo. Why do I just say Shari Becheskas Bu'ula Kaima? That's what he said in Amud Aleph. Shari Becheskas Bu'ula Kaima. Oh, so the Chayr of the Pshat is over here. You don't have Cheskas. We're going to get to all in a second. You don't have Cheskas Bu'ula Kaima. You have Edim over here that is saying she's not a Bu'ula. Normal Isha, she goes to a Chuppah Becheskas Bu'ula Kaima. Normal Isha, you're going to assume she's a Bu'ula. Over here, you lost your Becheskas. How'd you lose that? Because there's Edom over here. Says Rashi, even though there's no Bechezkas Bu'ula Kaima, still, Olav Lodash Shalivala. We have to know if these are real Edom or not. Nachem is bringing up, if they're real Edom and Bezdin, if there's real Edom and Bezdin, both Akiva and Nachem are saying, if they're real Edom and Bezdin, okay, then you could say it breaks the Bechezkas. But if it's just people that are like talking, maybe that doesn't break the head. I don't know if that's called a race. Maybe not. Okay, listen, I don't have a problem going like Rabbi Aaron Leib and Rabbi Akiva. You know what I mean? It's not a problem for me that Rashi goes like Rabbi Aaron Leib and Rabbi Akiva. I'm fine with that. Maybe yes, maybe it's a race, so it breaks the Becheskas anyway, because you have Edom over here. Does not listen if that will break it or not. I don't know. But upon him, that's Pshat and Rashi. Okay. The Shailas Rabbi say the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amarava, or Amarabba, Amarava, Zoyse Meres, Kansa Becheskas Besula, Venimtis Beula, Yesh Laksu Bamane. What does that mean? Kansa Becheskas Besula, Venimtis Beula, Yesh Laksu Bamane. I've been working for the past 2 days trying to figure out what's Pshat Gemara. I see from here, I just learned from what you just said, from what I just saw, I understand. Hold on a second, How much is the ksuba over here? I'm asking you, how much is the ksuba? He goes to Rav, he's got a Rav over here. Okay, the ksuba is a mana. So the ksuba is a mana. So that means that, what are we telling him? Ksuba Zamane. Right? That's basically saying, she's a Bula. Ksuba Zamane. And then he comes, oh, she's a Bula. Oh my goodness, she's a Bula. Why is that concept of Cheskas Besula when it's Bula? Ksuba Zamane.
It's not exact.
How could you compare them? Concept of Cheskas Besula, we told me, Ksuba Zamane, I think everything's hunky-dory, everything's very rosy, everything's great. All of a sudden, I find out she's a Bula. So then, I would say, maybe she loses everything. Because I got tricked. But over here, this Isha, her Ksuba is a Mane. She started off with a Mane, which means it's saying, listen, there's something not right about this Isha. Bezdin is saying, I want you to know, don't think you're getting a regular basula over here. There's something not basula about her. Okay, money. She finds it, comes to Bezdin. Oh, by the way, she's not a basula. No, duh, she's not a basula. That was her ksuba money.
She lost her chain.
Rashi doesn't hold of chain. You ever saw Rashi say chain over here? What? Right. Here, I don't fully grasp it. I hear what you're saying. Okay, so Rabbi said, let me take. Oh, good. Rabbi said, if you look in the Ramban, we're skipping a little bit, but we'll do it. The Ramban says a whole different pshat in this Gemara. Says the Ramban, not like Rashi. We're going to show you what Rashi doesn't say like this. What's going on over here? Forget about whether she was a bula or not a bula. Once she's nichnasa l'chupa, says the Ramban, what happens? Of the chena. She loses her chain, says the Ramban. The Ramban is brought from the Shita Mekubetzes. And she gets, and it's, even though she's not a bula, but she has a din of ksubasa moneh, because if the chena, says the Ramban. Okay, then I understand. I thought this one was a basula. And you know what Bezin's saying to you? You're getting a basula. So you should just know she's a basula. Anyway, her ksuba is a mane, but she's a basula.
So you try and do it.
So now he comes to Bez, then it says, I don't want to give her anything because she's not a basula. Why should I give her anything? This is a mekach tois. I didn't get what I bargained for. I thought I'm getting a basula. So he said, Mary's concept, a cheskas basula, and it's his basula. Yes, look, suma money, still get your money. I understand that according to the Ramban. But that the Ramban is saying nothing to do with whether or not she has a nivela or not nivela. Rashi says, Allah Ladasha nivela. Rashi the whole time is talking about beer. We never saw any Rashi mention chayin, anything like that. What's going on over here?
If you're Rashi, it's good because he thinks that she's a psula. And Rashi's saying,
how much is the ksuba?
A money. But he thinks
so what,
it's 200.
The ksuba is a money. So what are we telling him? We're saying, listen, this girl is not a besula. That's what we're telling him. So how can you say it's kansu cheskas besula?
No, you don't know about that.
You're getting a great deal. You're getting a besula for 100. That's what we're telling him. You
didn't. Why is it 100? Why is it 100? Why is it 100? No! Rashi doesn't hold the chain.
She's already married.
So what is that? What's that whatever it is? I don't know what that whatever it is.
She was married.
What does that mean? A din of a besula. What does that mean? She has din of beula. Rashi said it's bechezkas beula, or it's kilo. Which is not kosher. So this person is she considered? I don't know what that means exactly. Maybe if Rashi goes like that, Rambam, maybe something she gets a din of beula and she's not a beula. We know she's not a beula. Even Rashi says all of a dasha nivela. It sounds like Rashi saying she is nivela. Maybe it's only going according to the other man to Amar. I don't know. Maybe it's going according to the other man to Amar. That's little.
He didn't think she's a Nivola. Obviously, well, he thought she's a Basula.
But how do we know what he thought? He thought she was a Basula. We're telling you. Listen.
Rashi said all of Ladas, Mashma. He didn't think that way.
Therefore, even if he comes in and says not like that, but we told him Ksuba is Amana. We told him Ksuba is Amana. If that means we told him Ksuba is Amana because we're assuming she was Nivola, so then. So the only what would make sense to me is that maybe Rashi holds over here Ksuba says Masayim,
and then you can't have a matter of choice because really you should add a Kashash.
Right. Maybe over here Ksuba says Masayim, which is a Pele, because on Omer Aleph he said Ksuba is a Mone. On Omer Aleph there's no Edim. What did it say on Rashi on Omer Aleph? Min Nisuin Kigoin. Ksubas emane im nises la'acher stam ksubas emane. Stam ksubas emane. Why? Because becheskes beula. What happens if it's not stam? Rabbi said this is not stam over here. There's Edom over here. She's walking and saying, listen, I am a besula. I got back. I'm a besula. I got Edom over here. She's going to get him a sign. We're going to write him a sign for her. Lamaisa, he should have realized that maybe all the da'as that she was nivola. Therefore, he shouldn't have thought that he's getting tricked, but the fact is, becheskes besula.
How does that work if you hold the stam real neighbors?
In a chanami, it could be that in a chanami, fizeh, and the fizeh rabbi said we could also understand the other kasha that Rabbi and Leib asked him kiveger. What type of edus is this? What are the edus doing? The answer is the edus are changing the ksuba from mana to masayim.
What do you mean?
That's what the edim are doing.
I can't do it.
The edim, before the edim came, she's becheskes beula. Now that there are edim, she's becheskes besula. If she's becheskes besula, her ksuba is going to be masayim. But Rashi doesn't hold of chaim.
How do you have a ksuba?
This is a case of chazka b'cheskes besula. That's what it is. So this is going to be the case all over the place. The same type of thing. I don't know if that's true. I didn't see anyone say over here ksuba is masayim. I have reasons to believe ksuba is not masayim. But the chayyur Rashi is very shver.
The Gemara at the bottom says there's no tares besula. How do you have masayim without tares besula?
Oh, so it has to mean it means no tares besula. The hafsid of the extra mana. That's what it has to mean. So that's the mean.
In the case of Kansukha, it's a Ksuba, because the Ksuba is a
money. When it goes in, it was 200, it goes out 100. Same thing over here, it goes in 200, it goes out 100.
But over here, she's going to go out with 100. She says the bad that
she's the Ksuba. No. She's a Bula now. She was a Bula. What?
Rashi says the bad that she's a Ksuba Kansa. You married her for short as a Basula. Marrying her for short as a Basula.
That's what we're saying. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, let's go weiter. Akitzer, the Ramban doesn't like Rashi's pshat in general, because the Ramban says, I don't understand. You're supposed to know that the Edom are lying? How are you supposed to know that they're later? Why should he say there's Edom Shakronim? Mechatesi Edom Shakronim. Staka Mashm in the Ramban that these are Edom Mamish. If they're Edom, they never stepped into Bezdin, so, you know, I hear much better Rashi. It sounds like the Ramban is understanding that these are real Edom. Al Koponim, the Ramban says different Pshat as we mentioned. What's the Ramban's Pshat? Says the Ramban, over here the whole discussion is whether she lost the chain. For sure we know she's a besula. Everyone agrees. She is a becheskes besula. This woman's legit becheskes besula. And yet, her ksuba is still going to be a mana. So therefore, this is a comparable case. The concept becheskes besula v'nimtzes beula, yishla ksuba mana. Rabashi Oimer, says the Gemara, Rabashi says, Be'alma lo'oilam emalach lesla klal. Maybe by regular case, a kansa ches besula nims is bula, you shouldn't get anything. Shani hocha shari kansa rishon. Shani hocha shari kansa rishon. What's the svara of kansa rishon? So according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, it's very gishmak kansa rishon. What's the svara? So therefore, you should have known that this woman is not a besula. Becheskas besula, but olav ladash and nivula, or he didn't know, he should have known whatever it is. But according to the Ramban, where the Gemara is saying the reason why, what does Kansarisha mean? She lost her chain. Okay, but I still thought she was a Basula. And I was right for thinking she's a Basula. So what's the Svara of Rabashi when he says, Shani Ochashori Kansarishan? Says the Ramban, the Pshat is as follows. Listen, You're right, you thought she was a basula. But let's be honest. This girl, she lost her chayin already? Right? So you're saying, I want a basula. Does it really make a difference if she's a basula or not a basula? Either way, she lost her chayin. So the fact that you were under that false impression is not going to change your das in the mekach at all. You don't care if she's a psula or not, because anyway, it's secondhand goods. So therefore, says the Ramban, for that reason, it's not a mekach toy. In a regular mekach toy, when you thought you were getting a psula with chayin, and when you got a psula out chayin, there you have a legit taina. But over here, you thought you're getting a psula, which anyway doesn't have chayin. And instead, you got an isha that taka doesn't have chayin. So she was a psula, wasn't a psula, samach the chilik. Either way, ksuba says mana. You can't call that a mekach toy. Ein zemekach tois is the Ramban. Sheilu have yoidea gam ken shei baula hayonoisa. Because of the dam halalu, even if you would have known that she was a baula, you would have married her and you would have written the same money. You would have gone through the deal. You got a thought. You're getting a basula. It doesn't make a difference. So why is it coming and kvetching today? Probably just...
doesn't like her.
Yeah, doesn't like her. Just wants to get some money, you know, make a few extra bucks on it. But the etzem, you're lying. Didn't make a difference to you at all. What does Rava hold? Seems like, according to the Ramban, we have a machlekes here as to whether people would be makbid on a basula or not. I personally understand why a person would be makbid on a basula. The difference between an isha who went to chuppah with someone but was never lived with someone and another isha who's a baula.
According to the Ramban.
So according to the Rabbi, he's saying, look, konza becheskes basula v'nimtzes baula, I knew she didn't have chayin, but I thought at least she was a basula. She's not a basula. Says Ramashi, what's the difference? It's all the same. You don't care. You're just saying that. Seems to be a machloikas, according to Ramban, as to whether psychologically a person has that taina or doesn't have that taina. What do you say, Shmuel?
According to Ramban, we're saying there's either two levels of chayin, of the chayin and out of the chayin. There's no in between. So you gotta pick one.
So this is a little bit damunt what we said yesterday from Abasha, that he's comparing all the levels of chayin to be on the same plane. I would have said there's more chayin in one than in the other. Stuff of this. I mean, that's taka, could be the pshat in Rabbah. I'll call upon him. Vazak the Gemara Vaiter. Says the Gemara. And this is where the Gemara gets tricky. Says the Gemara. V'nechosh shema tachtov zinsa. V'nechosh shema tachtov zinsa. Vos mentos. V'nechosh shema tachtov zinsa. This is a raging machloikas rishonim, what the Gemara is saying. Where it says, wait a second. Why aren't you choshesh? Maybe tachtov zinsa. Who, choshesh, where, when? It's a huge machlokas rishonim. We're going to start it today, Rabbi Yisai, with Rashi. What does Rashi say? Abraisa parech. In our Rashi, it says the word masnisan. Abraisa parech. Diktani. Ein asheni yachol liton tainis besulim. It says in the Braisa, the sheni can't tainis besulim. In our case, the case of the Braisa was, there's edim that are saying that there was no bia or no yichu, whatever. And it says, "Ein hasheni yachol liton tainis besulim." Well, as the kinnan leilava lebezdin, and we're not, you don't make him come to Bezdin. V'lo yisbar hadavar im tachtav zimsa elnoi, and it's not yisbar when it happened. We're just leaving this open ended. V'shemo asura hiloi. Maybe she's really usher to him. Now Rashi goes off on a little bit of a side point. Why don't you ask the question before? Bishloma hanach dila el damrin konsum cheskes besulah v'nimtzes bula yesh lo ksuba loy makshinon. Tikal amem shabbat bezdin uba edim shesinsa koinu v'kein. Aval hancha k'tani eni yachal litain v'tayich kach lo yavol bezdin. What's the kasha? The nechush, it's the kasha on the braisa. What's the kasha? The braisa says, eni yachal litain tainis besulim. So the Ra'ah understands the Kasha according to Rashi is as follows. The Ra'ah says, Rashi is saying the Kasha is, look, what does it mean, any yachalit and tainis besulim? Anyone, what does it mean, any yachalit and tainis besulim?
Can't come to Bezdin.
Can't come to Bezdin. Sounds like you can't come to Bezdin, not for Isser, not for Mamon, or better, not for Mamon, not for Ksuba, not for Isser. Any yachalit and tainis besulim, nothing, zero, nothing for you to say, nothing for you to do. Hold on. If that's the case, v'necha shema tachlo zinsa, which means, forget about the mamoin. I don't care about the... You're right. The moment is, there's nothing to come for. But what about the Isser? What about maybe Shema Tachtov Zinsan? Maybe she's Usser. Maybe he's living with her in sin. That's the Gemara's question. How can the Brisa say to us, it sounds like you can't tie to anything, if that's not true? The Ra'ah's pshat in Rashi. And the Ra'ah asks Rashi, who told you the words Eini Yochel Liton Tainis Besulim means that you can't even tie it for Isser? Maybe it just means Klape Maman. We have other situations like that. Maybe that's all it means. As a matter of fact, Rashi himself, before, when he said Eini Yochel Liton Tainis Besulim, Rashi is only talking Lafsida Ksubasa. So, Memela, the Ra'ah says, I don't understand Rashi's pshat. And he goes off on another pshat. However, the Tosfos Shans says a different pshat, and I think it's very meduyik in Rashi. Look at the last words of Rashi. We read it very quickly. Aval hocha, Rashi says, the words that Rashi we just read. Aval hocha, k'tani, ein yochel litoin, mitoich kach lo yavoi lebezdin. What is Rashi saying? Mitoich kach lo yavoi lebezdin. Says the Rashash, the Tosis Rashba, which is Tosis Rashmi Shans, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. He doesn't have a taina on Mammon, right? Now, Mammon is definitely something that's going to motivate a person to come to Bezdin, because everyone wants Mammon. There are some people out there that are not scrupulous enough to come because of Isser, or they don't know enough about Isser, whatever it is. They don't know, yes or not Isser. They're not, the Isser's not really on their mind. So if you don't motivate them to come to Beis Din, they're not coming. So if he knows that he's not going to change the ksuba, mitoich kach lo yavoi le Beis Din, and we want him in Beis Din. Why do we want him in Beis Din?
Isser.
In order to clarify the Isser. That's what the Gemara is saying. Menechush shema tachtov zinsa, which means, Rabbi said, we're not finished, which means, if you don't cause a hefsin on the ksuba, he's not coming. He's just not going to come. We spoke about this in the first year clearly when we started over here, that Bezdin is trying to position it in a way, maybe he's coming for the mamon. We want him in there for the isser, because we got to get to the bottom of this isser. So, therefore, what? What's the Gemara suggesting? Says the Rashi, Tosfos Rashi, Brother Rashash. Rash Mishatz, he says, what we're suggesting is as follows. Let him be mafsid the ksuba. Let him be mafsid the ksuba. That way, that's the Gemara's question. That way, he'll come to Beis Din. Now he's got what to come for. If he's not mafsid the ksuba, he's got nothing to come for. If you let him be mafsid the ksuba, then he'll come. Once he comes, we'll take care of the Isser. So really, our thought process is we're trying to get to the bottom of the Isser. So therefore, let him be mafsid the ksuba. We're talking about a case when it's not negeya. We'll have to see what the Gemara
is saying.
That's Boi Kasalov to get him there for the ksuba.
That's what it means, Boi Kasalov.
Yeah, maybe. I'll call Panner, Rabbi Yisai, says the Tosfos Rashba, but that's like a little extreme. Hold on a second. Is he Neman Klapi the Mammon? No. He's not Neman Klapi the Mammon. Right? Whatever it is. He's not. We're going now that he's not Neman Klapi. The Brisa says, he can't Tainis Besulim. So Be'et Sam, he should be giving her the money. So, how do you just, like, give him the money? What are you doing? What is this like? Oh, we want you to come to Beis Din, so let's just make him get the ksuba. But he doesn't deserve the ksuba. Beis Din doesn't just do that. They don't just like go over like everywhere and like, you know.
They have to do it.
Toys R Us says that they don't do that. You have to know when we're willing to play that card. Beis Din doesn't just like do that all the time. Or else, over here, says the Rashba, you can just do that to him? I'll read you the Lashon of the Rashba. V'dvar temohu v'chi b'shvil chshoshas shema yisbar nafsidena ksubasa sheloi kedin. How could you do that? Nafsidena ksubasa sheloi kedin. She deserves her ksuba. Say, no, you're not getting a ksuba. Why? Because we want to get him into Bez Din. So, why should she lose her ksuba because of that? This is the kasha of the Rashmi Shatz.
They will make her lose her ksuba just until we find out.
She's not going to lose it if she was Bazana.
What?
She's not going to lose it if she's saying wrong.
No, right now.
Just till they clarify.
That's like a bail.
That's why I wasn't sure before. Rashi says, what was the case before? Rashi says, Shema Bola Bez Din. Ubo Aiden that it was Zinsa Meikara. Zinsa Kaiden.
I have to think about that. But this is the Rashi's got here. I have to think about it. This is the Rashi. The place of Rashi was Kasha on Rashi. We have to see. Maybe we could come up with eitzes to answer Rashi. We have to figure out how to answer for Rashi. Maybe in a Chanami could be. But the Tosfos says a different pshat. Take a look in Tosfos. V'neichu shem atacht of zinsa, says Tosfos. Ein loymer de parach amai eni yochel litan tainis besulim lo Yisrael lo v'neichu v'eishes ish shem atacht of zinsa. Delek al achad sveika, sovik tachtos av ein tachtov, dolomat zilu shluye, to eni yochel litan hainu shef siduk subasa, dike svek sveika, filu tachtov, eimer boinus ave, v'ein ze doichik. This is kilo what the Ra'a was handling that maybe would be the pshat in Rashi. V'ein ze doichik, delel naim efarsh, eni yochel litan betainis besulim hachi, dekomer lemai, ilo Yisrael lo v'yudah amai loy. So you see over there that you could say eni yochel litan has only been a gay to one, not the other. So what's the Gemara's kash? Ela ksuba parich. Amayena mafsidla. The Gemara's question is on the ksuba, which is similar to what Rashi was saying. Venira lari. Dila Rab Ashi parich. It's kash on Rab Ashi. Rab Ashi said, Be'alma, what's the din? Konsa mecheskas b'sulavan and tzizbula. You lose your ksuba. Over here, what's going to happen? You don't lose your ksuba.
Why?
We have a good reason to be mechalik, but there's going to be a discrepancy between everywhere else and over here. That's what Rab Ashi says. Meaning the Rab Ashi parach. Kivan de be'alma isla de ein lo klum. Even though it's being that you hold be'alma that you don't get your ksuba. V'hacha yeshla lefisha konserishan. So, this man knows, if I'm going to go in and I'm going to taina on the mamoin, am I going to get my mamoin?
No,
why not? Because Bezdin obviously doesn't believe me. If I go for regular mamoin, regular case of Kanzo Becheskas, Pesulav, and Insis Beula, am I going to be believed?
Yeah.
This case, am I going to be believed? No. Im Kane, Yavoy Lide Isser. Shezeha ish savor kivon shezu yeshla afagav de ba'alma lesla inkein machzakin an oisav vaday beula mi ba'al rishoin vadas kein roitzin loyma shenesesi ubechinam etrach lebezdin shevaday lo yasru alai lekach hayolanu lafsik subasa shiyavu lebezdin velo yite loymar shemuteres loy, saying as follows. This fellow is trying to get a hand on what's going on over here. He says, look, they're not letting me be mafsid ksuba. Why not?
Conservation.
Because saying conservation, which means that obviously she was bowled from the rishon. Now he walks in and says, I thought she was a bezula. She's a bula. Right? So when did this happen? Did it happen tachtov? Anything like that? Well, Bezdin's telling me that this obviously happened when? Before. Was there anything wrong with it happening before?
No.
Does that make her usher to him if it happened before?
No.
So he is going to come to a false conclusion in his brain that there's no purpose in coming in because he's not going to be believed. He's not going to create an usher. Very similar to Rashi. Rashi said the pshat is we want to try to get him in. He won't come in just for Isser. We need to get him in there for Mamon. Therefore, be mafsid the ksuba. Let him come in for the Mamon, and then once we got him there, we'll work on the Isser. So it says also, we need to get him in there for the Isser. Why? Because he thinks he's not going to be believed. So we have to make it clear to him that he will be believed. Be mafsid the ksuba.
Isn't there a sexaker? What's the case? It's like where it's
Yeah, so that's what Aishas Kayin, I have to talk about. So Rabbi Isai, the Choyra, the Kasha that the Tosfos Haraj, the Raj Be'es on Rashi, is also Shver on Tosfos. What do you mean? She's supposed to get her ksuba. Yeah, but if we let her get her ksuba, this guy's going to get like wrong messages, and he's going to go, and he's not going to come and say yes, sir. So therefore, make her lose her ksuba. V'chora, I would say, Dvar Temu, V'chi b'shvil, this, that nafsidena k'subasa sheloi k'din. The problem is that the Tosfos HaRashba says the same answer as the Tosfos. So I don't understand. He goes and he says, Dvar Temu on Rashi, and he does the same thing. V'chora, we have to figure out what's going to be pshat over here in the Tosfos HaRashba. The third pshat in the sugya is the Shitas Hara'ah. And this, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue with tomorrow. Shitas Hara'ah is a whole different pshat in the Gemara. And it means to say as follows. V'nechush Shema Tachtov Zinsa. And therefore what? So Rashi was saying, we have to worry about the Yisr. Tosfos is saying, you have to worry about the Yisr. Some way we're trying to like, you know, make that Isser is the priority. Says no, it's not about the Isser, it's about the Mamayim. Maybe Tachtav Zinsa. And therefore what?
No money.
Then you lose your Ksub. You lose your Ksuba if it's Tachtav Zinsa? If it's Tachtav Zinsa, you mean to say Birotzain. Tachtav Zinsa Birotzain. Right? Because if it's Tachtav Zinsa Birotzain, Baskila, we saw an Amar Alf, whatever it is. Tachtav Zinsa Biratzai. She loses her ksuba. Why aren't you chayshish that it's she should lose her ksuba for a different reason? Konsa becheskes besula venimtsis beula. I thought she was a besula. Maybe Shitaku was a besula. But you want to know why she's not a besula today? Not because she wasn't a besula and got married, because she was mezaneh. And if she's mezaneh, we have a different reason why she loses her ksuba. That's a whole different pshat, Rabbi said. And we wanted to lose her ksuba because of chashash shema tachtav zinsa. Now, Rabbi said, there's a sex faker going on over here. Safik tachtav, safik lav tachtav, intim salamer tachtav, safik leinis, safik ratzin. Sex faker, she loses her ksuba. You have to get back to all of that raid. Daftes is coming all back again, Bez Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow.